بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسول الكريم، ما بعد. Yesterday we spoke about interest. One hadith of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم says, وَإِنَّ أَرْبَى الرِّبَى. What is the worst form of riba, of interest? إِسْتِطَالَةُ الرَّجُلُ فِي عِرْضِ أَخِيهِ. To dishonor a Muslim brother. To speak bad about a Muslim brother. And to speak against him. And we are encouraged that if someone is unjustly and wrongfully being dishonored, then we should try to protect his honor. We should speak up and protect that Muslim's honor. If the person is really unjustly and wrongly being accused or being dishonored. As we going into the month of Ramadan, we are reminded that we should protect our tongue. Our ulama say there are a few things we should work on so that we can benefit the maximum from the month of Ramadan. The pious elders of the past, Hazrat Sheikh Zakaria rahmatullahi, had a rule in his khanqa. He used to say, you can eat, you can sleep, but just do one thing, don't talk, remain silent. And Hazrat Sheikh Zakaria rahmatullahi says that I haven't seen any khanqa at any place like Shah Abdul Rahim Raipuri rahmatullahi. He said on the last day of Shaaban, he would make salam with everybody. Now I won't see you. I'll only see you and talk to you on the day of Eid. So they went to that extent to protect their tongues. How we can protect our tongues? So we can protect our rewards by engaging in the dhikr of Allah Ta'ala, tilawat of Quran and Majid, and avoiding all unnecessary talk. Because in this way, by engaging in unnecessary talk, somewhere we will get caught in this very, very grave sin of misusing the tongue, making ghiba, dishonoring a Muslim, and then we will lose all our rewards. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam also saw a group of people who during just one day could plant their crops and harvest it. The field would then change back to its original condition. When Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked about this, Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salam replied, these are the people who go for jihad in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Their good deeds are multiplied 700 times. Whatever they spend, Allah ta'ala replaces them with a far better replacement. Jihad is part of our deen. We cannot shy away from jihad. We cannot have a complex with regards to jihad. And this will continue till Qiyamah. The Mahdi will come, Isa alayhi salam will come, they will engage in jihad. And there will always be a group of people, like the hadith says, in Sham, around Aqsa, there will always be that group of people, the whole world can desert them, Allah Ta'ala's help is with them. So, if we haven't been given that opportunity, we always ask for afiyat, we don't ask for difficulty. That is a teaching of the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam also. Don't ask to face the enemy. Ask for ease, ask for afiyat. But make dua for those that are striving in the path of Allah Ta'ala upon haqq. Then our ulama explained that there's different ways of going in the path of Allah. One is a person goes to study, to learn deen, comes to the masjid, goes out to make da'wah, tabligh, to call people towards Islam, towards the masjid, towards deen. So these are various forms of tabligh. A person gives the adhan, person is coming to the masjid, person is giving talks of deen. These are also forms of striving in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And there are different fronts when it comes to jihad. For example, you'll have the intelligence. One is you got the foot soldiers, you got someone that's in the air, you got someone that's in the navy. You know, we got different people on different fronts. You got someone that is cooking the food also. The army is fighting, but they need to eat. So someone is there that is cooking. Then you got the medical team. So you find there's different fronts, but everyone is part of the jihad. So they say there's a jihad of the pen also, where the attack is from that jihad in the media also. When the attack is coming on Islam in the media, for example, then it has to be repelled from that angle. When the attack is coming in the form of words, then it has to be repelled in that way, whether it is in an article, whether it is through writing. So each person can see how I can be of benefit to Islam with the abilities that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given me. So those people that are striving in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah ta'ala show that the rewards, how it will be multiplied in the akhirat. And then lastly for today, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam passed a group of people whose heads were being crushed by boulders. Each time their heads were crushed, they would come back to their normal shape. This continued again and again. When Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked about these people, Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salam replied, these are the people who are not worried about their Fard Salah. May Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq. All our Salah we read in the Masjid with Jamaat, the first thing we'll be questioned about is about our Salah on the day of Qiyamah. In this world, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, after Iman, the greatest, most virtuous action is Salah. And in the Qabr, that Salah will come and protect us from the Adha. Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq that you can establish our Salah.